Hello, VoiceTubers. This is Nina. Welcome to my very first pronunciation challenge of 2020. Happy New Year! I know it's already January 3rd, but I just want to say the phrase. I will continue to produce episodes with good quality and useful content this year, so make sure you don't miss any single challenge. 新年快乐！新的一年我也会继续制作好品质、内容实用的口说挑战，所以大家千万不要错过任何一集哦。In the Northern Hemisphere, New Year basically equals winter, which equals cold weather and less sunlight. And for some people, it's quite difficult to stay positive and optimistic under these circumstances.Today's video is about seasonal affective disorder, whose abbreviation happens to be SAD, SAD. This problem could actually appear whenever the season is changing, but it seems like to occur more often in winter, so people also call it winter blues.
大概在两年前呢，我去捷克做了一年的交换学生，然后那边到大概十二月的时候，太阳四点就下山了。所以那时候是我第一次意识到说，天哪，原来太阳光是这么重要。在那之前，我从来没有想过说，原来日照时数对我们的内分泌影响会有这么大。我还记得我那一阵子晚上几乎都睡不好，然后有很长一段时间都蛮，情绪很低落这样。
So I guess that was seasonal affective disorder. And maybe some homesick. Anyways.Go check out the video and see if you have seasonal affective disorder. And if you do have some symptoms mentioned in the video, don't panic. They also provided some suggestions to help you solve the problem. But first thing first, let's practice our sentence. Foods high in omega-3 fats will also help you combat depression, such as fish, walnuts, and soybeans, because they can improve your mood.
慢一点再来一次。
Foods high in omega-3 fatswill also help you combat depression, such as fish, walnuts, and soybeans, because they can improve your mood.
富含 omega-3 脂肪的食物也能够帮助你对抗抑郁，像是鱼类、核桃和大豆，因为它们能够改善你的心情。
好，马上进入今天的 pronunciation tips。首先，我们一样看断句的部分。今天的句子我们在 fats, depression,跟 soybeans 的后面都可以做一下停顿，然后我们来看一下连音的部分。首先 combat depression 这边的 t 可以几乎省略不念，跟后面的 depression 的 d 连在一起 combat depression。 后面的片语 such as 念快的时候也会连在一起变成 such as such as。接下来我们注意一下句子前面 will also help 这边的语调可以往上扬，然后到 such as 的时候语调再稍微往下。 Foods high in omega-3 fats will also help you combat depression, such as fish, walnuts, and soybeans.
大概是这种感觉。
好，那我们接下来看一下单字的部分。首先我们看到句子的最前面的 foods 跟句子的最后一个字mood, 这两个都是 OO 长母音，念的时候嘴唇要稍微撅起来。Food, mood. OK, 接下来我们看到 walnuts. Walnuts 它的 A 是短母音，念的时候两颊要有点收进去，舌头会往后缩。然后当你要发到 L 的音的时候，舌头再稍微弹回来顶到你的上颚。然后最后的 S 不要忘记，所以念起来是 walnuts.Walnuts. 那上上礼拜的句子里面有一个地方是 walk through. Walk through. 有些人在念 walk 的时候会不小心带入一些卷舌音，不知道是不是在为 through 做准备。那它这里的 walk 的 A 一样是短母音，然后它的 L 是不发音的。那我在研究这个发音，在查资料的时候找到 VoiceTube 之前有写过一篇 blog, 在详细的说明关于这个短母音的 all 的音，那写的还蛮详细的，大家可以去看看，我会把连结放在简介栏里面。 Alright, 下一个单字我们来看到 combat。 combat 这个字的重音是在前面，然后它的 c 要发 k 的音，所以念起来是 combat。Combat.
然后最后一个字我们来看到 improve， improve 的 M 念的时候嘴巴要先完全的闭合，然后字尾的 E 是不发音的，所以念起来是 improve， improve。 OK， moving on to our vocabulary， 今天第一个我们来看到片语 be high in something。Be high in something， 它的意思是含有大量的什么什么东西。那原句里它其实省略了 that are， 所以它其实原本是 foods that are high in omega-3 fats。 OK， 那我们来看一下例句。 Onions are actually high in vitamin C. Having some onion soup in cold weather can help you avoid catching a cold.洋葱其实含有大量的维他命 C， 所以天气冷的时候喝点洋葱汤可以避免感冒哦。那这个句子其实也可以用另外一个片语 be rich in 来表达，它跟 be high in 基本上是一样的意思，所以你这边也可以说 onions are actually rich in vitamin C。 当然 be rich in 也可以用在其他地方。再补充一个例句， This painting is rich in colors，这幅画的色彩很丰富。好，那下一个单字我们来看到 combat。 combat 它是动词，意思是与什么东西或什么人战斗。 For example, Killian combated his acrophobia by skydiving with his friends last year. Killian 去年和朋友们一起去跳伞，战胜了他的惧高症。那 combat 其实也可以当名词，意思是战斗、搏斗。比方说 We've lost too many soldiers in the last battle. I think we need to retreat from combat. 我们在前一场战役已经失去太多士兵，我想我们必须退出战斗了。讲到 combat 就让我想起一个跟它长得很像但是意思完全没有关联的单字， Wombat， 袋熊。 So wombats are Australian mammal with strong short legs that they use for diggingThey are also marsupial animal and they have cubic poops.
袋熊是一种澳洲的哺乳类，它们的腿短短的但是很强壮，可以用来挖土。那它们也是有袋类动物，像袋鼠、无尾熊这样，然后它们的便便是方形的。
好，那我们继续看下一个单字 walnut。 Walnut 它是名词，意思是核桃。
Many people say that the shape of walnut looks like a brain.
很多人说核桃的形状看起来像大脑。那这边来补充一下另外一种坚果，叫 pecan, 胡桃 pecan.
Pecan pie is a common dessert in the southern US.
胡桃派是美国南方常见的一种甜点。我本来其实不太确定核桃跟胡桃的差别，所以我稍微的研究了一下，然后我找到几个 major distinctions， 比较主要的差别。那首先是核桃的颜色比较浅，那胡桃的颜色比较深。然后根据我查到的资料，核桃带有一点苦味，而胡桃有一种特殊的类似奶油的香气。好，那希望这些资讯对你们有帮助。还是其实只有我不会分辨胡桃跟核桃？
Anyways, since we're talking about nuts, I definitely have to mention a nutcracker. Nutcracker 就是胡桃钳，就是那个工具的胡桃钳。那当然还有很知名的胡桃钳的这个芭蕾舞剧。那我们来看一下例句。I couldn't open this pecan even with the help of a nutcracker.
即使用了胡桃钳，我还是打不开这颗胡桃。或者是
The nutcracker is a two-act ballet written by Tchaikovsky.
胡桃钳是柴可夫斯基写的一出两幕芭蕾舞剧。
好的，马上来到我们今天的最后一个单字 mood。
Mood 它是名词，意思是心情或是情绪。
Stop whatever you're doing right now and go on a walk with me. You need to do something to change your mood.
停下你手上的任何工作，然后跟我去散个步。你需要做点什么来转换心情。我们经常会用片语 be in the mood 或 be in no mood 来表达我们想做或是不想做什么事。 后面通常会接 for something 或者是 to do something。 For example, I'm in the mood for a drink tonight. What about you? 我今晚想喝一杯，你呢？或者是 I'm in no mood to talk today. Could you just leave me alone? 我今天没有心情讲话，可以让我自己待着吗？ And that's all for today's episode. Do you sometimes feel blue in winter? What will you do when you're in a bad mood?Share your tips below and leave your recordings. If you're new here, you can click the play symbol on the upper right corner to watch the whole video. If you're using the web, I strongly recommend you to download our app so you can listen to our pronunciation challenge in a more convenient way. Let's keep practicing and learning English in 2020 together. I'll see you soon. Bye!